For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3345. Today's our deep dive episode for part 3 of the Ahsoka series, and we're going to take a look at Ahsoka herself, because there'd been something that was sitting with me about Rosario Dawson's performance, and I finally put my finger on what I think I was reacting to, and I thought, hey, let's chit-chat about it. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, with part 3 of the Ahsoka series, we now have 5 live-action television episodes featuring Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano. Of course, first appearing in Chapter 13 of The Mandalorian, that episode of The Jedi, and then appearing in the 6th chapter of The Book of Boba Fett. And as we discovered her, she was a lot more serious and pensive and deliberate kind of person than we have ever seen her be in previous depictions. Mature, I guess, is another word we can grab onto for that. And I've been thinking about that as I've watched this depiction unfold over a lot longer time in these first 3 parts of the Ahsoka series. And it occurred to me that it's been a long time since we've seen Ahsoka, and what I mean by that is that it's actually been 12 years. So if you think back to the last time that we had a canon appearance for Ahsoka in Star Wars storytelling, it would be in the episode A World Between Worlds, which is part of season 4 of Star Wars Rebels, but even that isn't exactly an accurate way of putting it, because she was yanked out of the events that were happening in Twilight of the Apprentice. That, of course, is the finale of season 2. And that took place in 3 BBY, so 3 years before the Battle of Yavin. And here we are in the Ahsoka series. We are seeing Ahsoka 12 years after that fact. This is roughly 9, 10 ABY right now. So we are 12 or 13 years after the last time we saw her. As we talked about in a previous episode, she was born in 36 BBY, so she is right now around 45, 46 years old as we meet her in the Ahsoka series. A lot calmer, a lot more deliberate, and prone to speaking in riddles, as we've been discovering, or in vague sort of, maybe you'll see me again, to Luke Skywalker, right? You know, that sort of thing, or you'll have to find out for yourself when talking about the Force to Sabine. It really is a different kind of Ahsoka Tano, but I guess it also makes sense in a way as well, because there was definitely a maturity situation that we saw in the jump from Ahsoka at the end of the Clone Wars to the Ahsoka that we see in Star Wars Rebels, and that's a good, you know, 15, 16 year gap there. And the fact of the matter is, as far as the current 12 year gap of time between the last appearance in Rebels and the current appearance in, you know, first The Mandalorian, and it seems like that's kind of following one right after the other for all intents and purposes. Like, there's not a large gap of time between the Mando appearance and the Book of Boba Fett appearance and now the Ahsoka series. That's a 12 year gap where we have absolutely no idea what happened in Ahsoka Tano's life, what mission she was going on, how involved she was in the fall of the Empire in those last 7 years from 3 BBY to 4 ABY. We have no idea if she was working with the New Republic after the fall of the Empire, but we do know that she had sought out Luke Skywalker. Like, we know that much, and we know that she tried to train Sabine, but then walked away from her for some as yet unknown reason. But I will flag one thing that kind of struck me upon a rewatch of part 3. When Hera is talking to Mon Mothma and those senators via hologram, when Hera tells them about what happened, she does not say anything about her interactions with Ahsoka whatsoever. And it seems like it would be relevant to the discussion because the two false Jedi, as they're referred to in the audio descriptions of the episodes, were after Morgan Elspeth. Morgan Elspeth was after this map situation. Ahsoka got this map situation. So it's all tied in together. And yet, Hera didn't say anything about Ahsoka to the New Republic folks. So it does make you wonder what Ahsoka's current role is with anything. Or if she even has one. Anyway, so yeah, those are things that I think are worth kind of keeping in mind as we continue to proceed with the Ahsoka series, because yeah, there's still so much that we don't know, and there may be some explanations for why we are seeing the large jump in maturity and deliberativeness and patience and that we're seeing, the sort of very Yoda-like almost characteristics that we're seeing in Ahsoka now that weren't necessarily present in her last appearance 12 years prior. And that's what I've got for you for today's episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.